We'd like to thank the Lord for the privilege of being in his house this morning. I appreciate Sunday school. Thank the Lord for what I felt and heard in Sunday school. Good to be here this morning. We've been down in revival at Highland Park Missionary Baptist Church down in Williamsburg, Kentucky. Enjoyed the revival. Thank the Lord for it. And appreciate your prayers on behalf of it. I know you were praying. And at the same time, I'm thrilled and happy to be home this morning. And excited about being here and excited about this service. And I appreciate what I can feel already. And what I'd like to see happen most is somebody get saved this morning. And also, if you're here and you are saved, if you're not right where you need to be with the Lord, I'd like to see you really get in. And I'd like to read a verse of scripture this morning from the book of 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 12. And this is what Apostle Paul is saying to Timothy. For the which cause I also suffer these things, nevertheless I'm not ashamed. And listen why. For I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he's able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. And so he's saying, I know who I believed in, and I'm persuaded that he's able to take care of me and keep me to that day. I'm not worried about losing my salvation, because it's in the hands of Jesus. And I'm glad for the salvation by the grace of God this morning. Well, I can feel that. Let's all stand for a moment of prayer as we pray. Precious Heavenly Father, thank you, God, that you let us know that we've passed from death unto life. God, thank you, Lord, that you can let us feel it and let us have that persuasion in our soul that we know everything's all right. Not just right for the moment, but we know it's going to be all right forever. And God, we praise you and we thank you for letting us feel this today. And God, help us in this service, please, Lord. God, just move powerful in the singing, the preaching. Lord, everything that's done, help us to just worship you in spirit and in truth. And God, speak powerful to those that are spiritually in need today. God, we pray for that, and we ask you these things in Jesus' name, and amen. Amen. You may be seated, and we'll turn over to the choir and Brother Taylor.
Page 287.
Came to
Oh, blessed is Yeah. it over to our pastor.
Good to be here. Ask everybody to stand, if you would. Dad asked me right as the choir was coming down if I'd open up. I asked Neil, I said, are you sure he wasn't talking to you? And then I got up here and I told Jeremy, I said, I think he got the wrong deacon this week. But it's good to be here. We appreciate everybody for being here. It's a good crowd. Appreciate the choir singing. Did a good job this morning. So we wonder at this time who has an unspoken request. Hands all over the house. Let's remember all of those. Who has a spoken request this morning? Remember, that's Vivian's cousin, Kurt Mason. Been missing for about a week now, and they can't find him down in Kentucky. So remember him and his family. It'd be a difficult time. So, I received a phone call this morning from my friend in Toledo, Ron Duncan. And Ron called and asked me if I would request prayer for his sister-in-law, Karen Duncan. That's Donnie Duncan's wife. Karen had cancer. That's been a year, year and a half ago. And she had surgery and treatment, and they felt like they got everything. They have discovered a broken vertebrae in her back, and it looks suspicious to the doctors. They're afraid that her cancer has come back, so they're going to run some biopsies this coming week, but they're very concerned. And Ron asked me if I would request prayer for her and their whole family. So please remember Karen and Donnie and that whole family this week. Someone else have a request? Daryl Brooks. Yeah, let's remember Brother Daryl. Someone
pray
else?
Pray for the lost this morning.
Pray for the lost. Let's remember this service. Everybody just do everything that God gives you to do. Remember Larry Head years ago preached a revival for us, and he said, I'd like to be in one service before I die, where everybody does exactly everything that God wants them to do. And you think about that, what kind of a meeting would we have? So let's try to be willing and open to doing just what God wants us to do. Someone else. To remember that. I get a blessing out of watching the little kids be here and the energy that they have before Sunday school. And it's just every week, it's just a real blessing to watch them. And hear what they have to say and the enthusiasm that they sing with. Someone else. Appreciate that. Remember that request. It's good. Glad to have you here.
You do not have to be worried about dying. And sometimes during prayer requests, you hear about all the people that are sick and so many troubles. And it's so good because God's got it all under control.
Yeah.
He doesn't leave a prayer unanswered.
That's good. Appreciate that. Remember Patty. Lots to pray for. Anyone else? Remember that. Remember her friend. And those events are hard. I guess everybody has somebody ask them, why does this happen, or why is this happening, or why would God let that happen? I've had people ask me those things, and I don't have all the answers. I know God does. But Bob Wilson preached at our church years ago over on Albert Street. He said, if you don't have trouble in your life right now, get ready, because it's coming. We all have trouble. And it's easy, I guess, and I have done that. It's easy to look at God and go, why'd you let this happen? Or be mad at God or upset about that. But we all have trouble. But God is there to go with us through those troubles. Anyone else before we pray? Ask Brother Ryan if he would to lead us in prayer. Appreciate the prayer. Come right on.
Thank God for being here. Thank what I can feel in my heart. been good to me. Someday when my last line is written, someday when I've drawn my last breath, when my last words on earth have been spoken and my lips are sealed in death, don't look on my cold form in pity. Don't think of me as one dead. It will just be the house I once lived in. My spirit by then will have fled. I'll have finished my time here allotted, but I won't be in darkness alone. I will have heard from heaven the summons to come on home. And when my body is in the grave, don't think that I'll be there. I won't be dead but living in the place Jesus went to prepare. And after all is said and done, know that my last earnest prayer is that my loved ones be ready someday to meet me there. That's all the ones that might be lost to.
Appreciate that song. Someone else have a song on your heart?
I don't want to get in the way. I just want to follow the Lord. I'm gonna ask the youth group, if they will, to please come up, and we're gonna sing a song real quick, Lord willing. But as they come, I've got just a couple verses I wanted to share with you in the 34th chapter of Psalms. I read this in Sunday school, and it's been on my mind all week. The fourth and the sixth verse, the fourth verse says, I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. I've been thinking a lot about the prodigal son, and I've been thinking about how when I was lost and undone, I was just like that prodigal son feeding off the swine. And I was thinking about how he had nothing left. He was poor, and all he was looking for was a little bit of mercy from the Father so he could live in his fields. And it says, as he was coming around and he was afar off, the Father ran to him. I'm thankful when I was looking for some mercy, the Father saw me from afar off and ran to me. If you're here this morning and you need some mercy this morning, you can find it right here at this altar of repentance. You listen to us, we're going to sing, God is still good.
God is still good.
Young people, and this has really come on my heart. You don't have to wait for the preacher to get up to come to the altar. If God's speaking, I believe he really is. I believe God's already calling somebody. And while they sing this song, if you're here and God's speaking to your heart and you need to come pray, just come on. You won't be out of order. We're never out of order when we follow the Lord. And so somebody needs to come. Obey the Lord while they sing.
My life has been blessed.
Amen.
Friends, dead.
for Tim. Pray for Tim this morning.
To pray, stripes that can heal,
Amen.
The blood that can save.
Yeah,
I
Lord.
Have been blessed.
Yeah, Lord.
We live in a country, the greatest on earth. Our flag stands for freedom in what is
Yeah, Lord.
Worth.
Come on. Amen. Yeah.
He's my shoulder to lean on.
Yeah, man. Let
not him down. The rock where he leads me when I'm overwhelmed. The place where he hides me.
Come on, please come.
His wings.
God's calling you, come.
He's the
if you're lost today. God's calling you, you can get saved. Come on. Get a fellowship and get in. Come on. Come on, children. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come on. Come on. Please obey the Lord. That's come and prayed, and thank the Lord for these young people and the songs that they're singing. Tim, I must let turn over to you first. Let you say what's on your heart, buddy.
I tell you what, it feels good to be home.
Amen.
I've been a wayfaring man for a long time out there.
Yes, sir.
I can tell you, it's a miserable life.
Yeah, man.
I was up all night last night. I said, God, I'm excited to come home.
Yeah.
But I know what I needed to do.
Yes, sir.
Nobody had to tell me. I've been saved for a long time.
That's good.
God put that zeal in your heart, and you ought to come.
Amen.
I'm here to tell you, it's a miserable life out there.
Amen.
We put on a front to people.
Yeah.
But deep down inside, I'm happy. I'm rejoicing today.
Amen.
I'm ready to go home.
Yeah. Amen.
If you ain't, you ought to get ready. And don't
yes,
be
sir.
Like me. Don't wait too long. Just come on home. And Lima, I love you.
Amen.
I know I got to go back to my home church and tell them I'm sorry.
Yeah, buddy.
But I'll tell you what, I'm glad to be here this morning. I wouldn't change it for the world, Terry.
Amen. I'm glad you're here, buddy.
I appreciate
it. Amen. Amen. Say whatever you want to, buddy.
I just want to say that it just so good to be back.
Yeah,
I was lost out. I was drinking, smoking,
you
name it. I was doing it worldly.
Helping the Lord.
Thank God I'm back.
Amen. Thank the Lord.
It feels so good.
Amen.
It feels so good.
Amen. Two great testimonies. Two great testimonies. And we're going to sing a song in a minute and shake hands with these two men. But before we do that, we need to have another invitation song. I feel like preaching. But I need to read a verse of scripture, and then we'll have an invitation song. And then we'll shake hands with these two brothers. But I want to read just a little bit in the scripture. You pray real hard. And this goes along a lot with what Sister Heather testified. She said, I'm glad that I know that I'm saved and I don't have to worry about dying. And if I would have preached this morning, it would probably been this text. Do you know? And if you know, are you showing it and are you telling it? Listen to this. Here in the fourth chapter of 1 John, Hereby know we that we dwell in him and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit. Boy, his Spirit's here this morning. And then he goes on and says, and we have seen and do testify that the Father sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. And so, praise God, if you're saved, you know that. There's that testimony down inside. And you can show it, and you can tell it, and it'll help somebody. Let's all stand back up. Let's sing a song, and the rest of the folks, and I say this with all my heart, I believe there's a host of people that needs to come to the altar this morning. I believe there's some that can get saved. I believe some can rededicate. And get in this morning. There's no reason to stay out. There's no reason to stay away. Oh, the devil gives you reason, but he's a liar. There's no good reason. You have everything to gain following Jesus. Nothing to lose. Would you just come on? You don't have to measure up. Jesus measured up for you. Jesus came, and he lived, and he died, and he rose again, and he's alive, and he's calling to people's hearts this morning. Please come. I'd like to go to the altar and pray with you. If you're lost, you need to get saved. And if you're saved already, out of church and out of fellowship, you need to do like these men did. Come and repent, and let God bless you, and let God help you. Oh, there's some needs to come this morning. I can't see your heart, but I know what I feel in my heart. I believe surely God's calling. I believe he's saying, come to me, children. I believe he's saying, come to me, and I'll bless you, and I'll help you. I believe there's something you can get saved this morning if you'll just step out and come and ask Jesus to save you. I believe there's some can get back in fellowship like these men has testified. Good testimonies. I've been out of fellowship before since I've been saved. I got saved when I was 12. Down the road I got out of fellowship. It felt bad. But when I come and repented, God blessed me and I felt good again. You don't have to give a speech. We're not going to ask you about your sins. None of our business. But you just need to come while God's calling. Would you just take a step and come on? If you're in the middle of the aisle, you can get out. Just start out. People get out of your way. Would you just please come? Come on. Come and pray. Some needs to get saved this morning. Boy, I'll tell you what. Don't miss this opportunity. There's such a good spirit here. Would you just come? Would you just obey the Lord? Up to you. Your choice and your move. Come on right now. While we're singing, while God's calling, let God have his way. Let God have his way. Ask these two brothers to come over here, and we're going to sing again. We're going to come around and shake hands with them, let them know we appreciate them, we love them. But the invitation is not over. While they're standing over here, and while we're singing, while we're shaking hands, we're offering you, and I believe God's offering it to you. He's the one that makes the invitation. But we're just asking you to come and obey the Lord. And let me tell you this also. If you're here and you're saved by God's grace and God's laid it on your heart to join this church, the door's open this morning. Please come and do that. But listen, there's some people here that I've got a heavy burden for. Some it's lost, it needs to get saved. And there's some people here that I've got a tremendously heavy burden for that are saved, that needs to repent and get in where you can help somebody. Do you want to help your friends? Do you want to help your family? Do you want to help your relatives? Do you want to help the lost get in? You've got to get in and do right before you can help them. And listen to this. There's no middle ground. You can't just come in and kind of float along and straddle the fence. Jesus said, listen at this. Jesus said, he that's not with me is against me. He said, he that gathereth not in scattereth abroad. So you either helping get people in, or are you a stumbling block, preventing them, helping prevent them from coming. You're either working for the Lord or the devil this morning. You choose. You ask yourself, where am I at? If you're a saved person, are you working for the Lord or are you working for the devil? That's pretty blunt. That's pretty harsh. But that's what Jesus said. He that's not with me is against me. He that gathereth not with me scattereth abroad. He said it. It has to be true. You choose where you're at today. You two fellas, come over here and we shake hands with you. Come, while we're singing, come around and shake hands with them. Obey the Lord. Thank God for you, buddy. Thank God for you. Love you, buddy. Love you, brother. Let's pray. Precious Heavenly Father, on your heart. Just tell what's just happened.
I've been struggling, going through some things, and I feel like you don't listen to me anymore, because I feel really bad, and I just feel like I'm, I always ask for forgiveness, but I was
well, just mad. What you
just
told me
down
there. Let me ask you this. Did you feel like you just got saved?
Mm-hmm.
You
yeah.
feel good.
I'm special.
Okay, amen. Praise the Lord. And I could feel that in her words and see it in her expression. And thank the Lord. And let's just keep singing. Shake hands some more. Okay, if shake hands to you? All right. Shake hands her too. Praise the Lord. And hug you, buddy.
Oh, thank you for that. I appreciate it.
Really needed that.
The Lord. All right. Praise God. Okay. She just got saved and he just rededicated his life, and both of them would like to join church by baptism. Could I hear a move? We receive them as candidates for baptism? Okay. Everybody in favor of that, just raise your hand. Amen. Well, and we'll figure out a time. We got some more to baptize, and we'll figure out a time, and we'll get it all together. Praise God. I appreciate you. Now, and it's okay. This is his mother. And I bragged on this young man. I said, I'm proud of you for coming to church like you do, because you've been a light to your mother. Praise the Lord. Okay. Like we ought to sing about 10 more songs now. I'm not going to ask for that, but it just seemed like there's so much burden here, it almost seemed like we ought to. People need to come to the Lord. And God's calling in a mighty way, and I praise God he's calling. And even right now, without a song, if you feel like coming, you can. Even when the announcements are being made at the end of church, or even after the dismissal. You know, we've seen people come and pray and get saved even after church has been dismissed. Whenever God's calling you, that's when you need to come. Any other words before we turn over to the announcements? Right.
Amen. Thank you and Trey for being there and taking care of that. Such a beautiful service.
Appreciate that, buddy.
But I thank each and every one of us for your prayers.
Amen.
It's what's kept me going.
Amen. Boy, we're proud of you. I appreciate the move you made this morning, Tim. Amen.
Actually, I don't care who knows.
Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. Anyone else? What a great day. Anyone else? Okay, we'll just be seated. We'll turn over for the announcements.
There will be Ladies Club meeting March the 7th at 6 p.m. here at the church. And there's a bridal shower for Emily Hendrickson on March 17th. From 1 to 3, and that's here at the church. And the couple's registered at Amazon and Walmart.
I have a couple. So the first announcement, this is regarding Gatlinburg. So we are going to be leaving this coming Friday for Gatlinburg. So the first group is rolling out at 8 a.m. We're going to meet here at the church. Please come not hungry. So try to eat something before you get over here, and then we're going to be stopping on the way down there for lunch, and then we'll have dinner at the cabin. And then on Sunday we're going to be going to Providence, and that's where Andrew's supposed to take care of that service, so please remember that service in your prayers. They are going to feed us, and then we'll be on our way home. So I'm sure there's a lot of things that I'm missing to announce, so be prepared. There'll probably be one calls this week. But that's that for Gatlinburg. If you haven't paid me yet, please pay me. And also, if you are a youth and you have not had your emergency medical form filled out yet, please see me so we can get that filled out as well. My other announcement is for a shower. This is Love is Brewing. This is Adam and Abby's bridal shower. This is going to be Saturday, March 23rd at 3:30, and that's going to be here in the fellowship hall. Men and women are both invited, and there's going to be food, and they are going to be registered on Amazon. They're not registered on there quite yet, but it's coming. So save that date.
I guess the first one's a prayer request. Let's remember that Gatlinburg trip. I know Andrew's preaching, but every night we plan on getting together and having a Bible discussion and probably singing. And I just pray that the Lord move through that and we can just be found where God wants us. So definitely remember the cabin, too. I'm looking forward to the church service. I'm looking forward to the fellowship. But I'm looking forward to the Lord most of all. So let's remember that, and we'll be having youth or young adults again. That's March 23rd at 6 p.m. at our house again. I'm not sure what the topic's going to be yet, but the last one we had, we just had great fellowship, good discussion, and we even got a piano now, so everyone sang around the piano. It was kind of nice. Brett's been on me for a long time, but we got a piano now, so anybody who has it on their heart to come, come. Thanks.
I just wanted to, I haven't been putting the videos of the kids singing on Brother Barry on Facebook and on the church Facebook page for a while. Today, I remembered while we were doing it, Heather came in, videoed it, and we're going to try to have that on there so they can listen to it all week, or at least maybe Sunday morning on the way here. They can listen to what they're singing.
We appreciate those announcements. Thank God for everyone who's here this morning. Thank God for this service and God's Holy Spirit that called. And thank God for the people that answered the call and obeyed the Lord. This is wonderful. And you that are here that God called that didn't come, we're praying for you. Please come back in church time tonight at 6 o'clock if you can come and pray. And again, if you get it on your heart and people are going out of the church, we've dismissed, and you feel like come back in to pray, you just come get some of us and we'll come back in and pray. And that's the most important thing that there is to obey the Lord. And so, but pray and pray and pray. And for these announcements that were made, and for the young people's Gatlinburg trip especially, really pray for that. Wouldn't it be wonderful if somebody gets saved on that trip? That'd just be wonderful. And so pray much, and please everybody obey the Lord. If nothing else, we'll ask those that are seated to stand. As we bow our heads in reverence prayer, Brother Tim, I'm going to ask you to pray dismissal prayer.
Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, we bow this afternoon. First of all, I want to thank you, God, for having mercy again upon us, and let us come and renew our fellowship. And God, that you let us feel one more time on this side of eternity the joys of knowing you. God, we ask that you watch over each and every one as we depart and go our separate ways. God, that you'll bless each and every one as they go to their respectful homes. And God, for their luncheon, that you'll bless their hands.